Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
So we are back, Ron, and we are celebrating another beautiful day, Saturday here in Ventura County. It's always gorgeous, and we did survive the eclipse, and I don't even want to look on the calendar when the next one's happening, but this was a big deal. Have you ever seen, are you into that at all, like astronomy?
Not much. No, I've seen the stars and stuff. My friend had a telescope, and I used to look out at the stars. I've been to Griffith Park. I've looked in there. That's been kind of nice. But
show how horrible I am. You know why I went to Griffith Park the first time?
When?
Because that's where they shot Rebel Without a Cause. I didn't go there for the planets.
You didn't go for the planets.
I went there because James Dean was there and for Laserium. I kind of agree, even though I get the heavens and the spectacular, but you know, it's neat, and I did get to see it because this guy here made what's called a shadow box. You get like a shoe box, you poke a hole in it, and you put a white piece of paper in the back and then a hole in it with aluminum, and it's really kind of neat the way it works, and you can see the eclipse shadow that way. So that was neat. If it got one kid into science, I guess that's...
I watch it on TV.
Yeah, and that's the other way to go, and that was good. But if one little kid looked at that and they said, you know what, I kind of like science now, I think we had a good thing.
Why not?
A good thing happened. So there you go with the eclipse. We're not going to have another one for a long, long time. As a matter of fact, back in 1979, the last one that came through for the path of totality, a friend of mine went up to Oregon in 1979, and he did it again this past Monday.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so he did it twice. So he likes seeing the sun disappear.
Yeah.
Here you just wait for the fog on the coast.
That's right. We just wait for the fog.
So we have been doing this for a long, long time. It's still remarkable that for getting on 8 years now, you've been helping people keep their money safe. I'm trying to count it up. If you think of all the dinners that we've had together with great groups of people, all the car shows you've talked about over the years, your Ford is older.
My Ford is older.
It is older.
Every year my Ford's getting older.
Isn't
That's
that
right.
weird how that works? But
how that works.
And we get out to these car shows and we have some fun. There's one thing about the show, though. If somebody's not taking notes during the show, and sometimes, you know, people are busy, but now you have a brand new thing that makes it so easy for people to listen to the show. So you hear it here on Saturday mornings on KVTA. Now you can listen to the Safer Money Solutions show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log on to Ron's website, safermoneyspecialist.com. Click on the LA Talk Radio icon. So when you hear something and say, man, how did that go? You can just jump on there and listen again. If you're out of town, maybe you're in Nebraska.
There
in the
go.
Path of totality, watching the eclipse, you come back, you can hear Ron that way. So this is a great thing you've done with KVTA on the morning show here with Saturday mornings and also with the internet.
Yeah, and it's nice, you know, because their shows are archived, and if they want to catch a show, maybe they heard it and they didn't get it all, they want to go back and take some notes, they can do that. So that's kind of cool. So yeah, it's just log on there and see it. And download it if you want, or just listen to it when you want to do it.
And the other thing that's great is over the years, you evolve and find new ways to get people, you know, a little gift, because the dinner was a nice gift for all that time. You've done Chick-fil-A through the years as a nice gift for a Saturday. But now I think you knocked it out of the park with this one. It is the gift card that you're giving to individuals that come and meet with you.
Yeah, it's, you know, Spence, I've been feeding nice people for the last 9 years plus. And, you know, a lot of people at my workshop dinners, a lot of people just won't come to those for whatever reason, you know. So I figured out if I could sit down with you on a one-on-one, see if I can help you keep that money safe. Remember, I protect the principal, I protect your gains, make it so you don't pay any fees, to take away from your returns, and that you can get a guaranteed lifetime income. Now, to qualify for the gift card, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep 100% safe and guaranteed. You know, the market's been up the last few years. In fact, it's really taken off since the election with the president. But here's the thing. We know what goes up must come down. It's a cycle. And back in 08, 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I, we got zeros. And a zero is always better than a loss. So if you'd like to sleep at night, like to get a reasonable range of return, like to maybe get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance, all while paying no fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, and the gift card. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. We'll sit down and we'll help you. You know, I know people have been kind of copying me with the dinners here the last few years. So I know you might be getting cards in the mail and stuff like that from people. You know, I'm still the original Safer Money Specialist. This is what I do, this and a little bit of long-term care insurance. So I deal with all the top companies to help you keep that money safe and get a guaranteed lifetime income if you want. So it's real simple. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. And we'll see if we can help you.
So put me down for the lifetime income.
The lifetime
definitely
income.
Definitely, I want that. And I'm using my 100 for Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
All right.
Pescador in beautiful Fillmore. That's where I'm going.
I love Taco Tuesday.
So it's going to be great. That is Ron Grant here. Grab yourself something to write on. Remember, you got to get your pen. You got to get that little tablet there. And we're also celebrating music today. And I have sort of, I'm at least going to start off with a special day. Because tonight at the beautiful Olivas Adobe, there's a sold out show. I have to emphasize, it is a great Motown cover band. These guys are
Who's
fabulous.
Playing?
They're so good. They're called the Blue Breeze Band. These guys are so good. It's a cover band. They don't have jobs. Their gig is playing. They're so good as, you know, usually a guy in a band, what else do you do?
Yeah, right.
And they've got another gig. These guys are so successful, and they play in so many places doing Motown tunes that this is their income. This
wow.
is their living. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Ron will be back in just 60 seconds. Make sure you have some paper to write on. Get that pen out. Got some great information coming up.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And welcome back to the Ron Grant Program here on News Talk 1590 KVTA, the original Safer Money Solutions show. And we are here with Ron Grant. Make sure you have something to write on. This is where you can actually jot down. And
yeah.
Ron, we're going to hit this topic now. And that is the six problems with a 401k plan.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them, Spence. And like you said, almost everyone has a 401k, maybe a 403b if you're a teacher or work for the municipality, 457, TSA, TSP, government, you know, IRAs. These are things that people have for their retirement. First of all, I want to start out by saying the 401k was never, ever, ever designed to be a retirement plan. Mid-70s, big business community got together with Wall Street and said, help. Help us. We cannot keep funding pensions. So what can we come up with, Wall Street? And Wall Street and the business community came up with the 401k. You see, there's a three-legged stool: pension, Social Security, and savings. A 401k plan was meant to be a savings plan, not a full retirement plan. Most of the benefits, things that are in the 401k plan, like a few stocks, a couple mutual funds, maybe a bond fund or two, there really weren't that great back in the day. In fact, there was a lot of dogs, so to speak, that people could pick from. And most people don't really understand what they're choosing anyway. You know, maybe the guy in the next cubicle is helping you. Maybe your HR person's helping you, things like that. So a 401k was a very risky situation back in the day, and it's still full of fees right now. And unfortunately, the fees are taken away from your returns. But what we're going to talk about. Over the past quarter century, 401k have evolved into a dominant retirement plan scheme for most U.S. workers. While most improvements have been made to the structure and featured in the 401k plan since their creation, additional problems still need to be addressed and enhancements still need to be made. So here are the six problems with the current 401k plan structure, along with the ways that you can mitigate the negative implications of these known issues. Okay, so first one is called structural flaws. You've probably been told investing your money through a process known as fully valued or as one of decreasing in value. Sadly, you may have bought into this concept of dollar cost averaging because it was explained to you as a prudent investment methodology. Unfortunately, dollar cost averaging is simply a convenient solution to address the manner in which contributions have to be channeled from your employer to your investment funds in your 401k plan. To explain the overall value at the time the contributions are going to be made. Fortunately, you can take control of your investment process by directing all of your retirement plan contributions into a conservative investment option that is offered in your retirement plan. Then, when the time is right, you can make a strategic investment allocation of the cash that you've accumulated in the option to one or more of the less conservative funds offered in your 401k plan. Of course, you will have to be able to determine when the switch looks attractive from the investment standpoint. Nevertheless, you should expect this type of responsibility if you've participated in a defined contribution plan. Now, again, 401k plans were designed because pensions were so expensive. Okay, long-term investment time horizons. You've probably been told that your employer established a 401k plan on your behalf in order to provide you with a long-term savings plan for retirement. Given this premise, you are most likely led to believe that you should develop a long-term strategy asset allocation based on a time horizon that is likely to exceed a decade. Unfortunately, what you may have not been told is that this is highly unlikely that the portfolio managers that are currently managing your investment options will be managing them 10 years from now. I got to tell you something. When I was younger, I had some Janus Fund, and it took off like a rocket. And we were doing well for the first couple of years. And then all of a sudden, the fund managers started leaving and going places, and it started to sink like a piece of concrete in the ocean. So I know what they're talking about in this, and I've lived that part. Therefore, if you're going to develop a strategic allocation with long-term focus in mind, you probably need to be using a holding period. Since most active mutual funds do not outperform their index or benchmark, let me repeat that. I know your financial planner told you differently, but these are facts. Since most of the active mutual funds do not outperform their index or benchmark, as an investor, it is better at controlling costs by putting their money in an index fund. That 1% savings can mean tens of thousands of dollars or more at retirement. Now, this is from Patrick Travars, founder of the Money Coach in Charleston, South Carolina. If you want to look him up, I always bring my third-party people in there so you can understand it. If a host of index funds is not offered in your 401k plan, you will have to make the assumption that your current fund managers will be managing your money for many years to come, or that your future managers will manage your money in the same manner in which it has been managed today. Of course, these assumptions are highly unlikely. That said, you do have a couple of options to address this problem. First, you can develop a tactical asset allocation contingency plan that will prepare you to take action in the event that one of your portfolio managers relinquishes responsibility. In addition, you can open up a Roth IRA and contribute to your legal limit through various types of index fund strategies that are not available in your 401k plan. You see, what I do for my clients is we pull your 401k over and make it an IRA, whether we make it a traditional IRA or a SEP IRA or a Roth IRA. It doesn't matter. But all the stuff that we have are indexes. They're indexed-linked accounts. So when the market goes up, we get to go up with it. But when the market drops, we don't lose, and we don't pay any fees. That's why we sleep at night. Let's talk about administrative costs. Make no doubt about it. A qualified 401k plan is expensive. It's an expensive employee benefit. That's because the 401k plans entail many compliance issues that have been monitored, ongoing services, and administrative functions that have to be provided. What's more, a number of education and communication services are required to be offered to the plan participants. That is you. Given these mandates, it's highly likely that you're paying for them through participation fees, supplement, asset-based charges, itemized costs for services such as loans, hardship withdrawals, and qualified domestic relation orders. That's when you get divorced and you got to give the spouse part of your money. And perhaps more important, higher fund expenses. Costs are particularly steep in a small plan area where a lack of economics of scale fosters much higher expenses. You see, here's the thing, guys and gals. The 401k company, all these companies have to charge you fees because they've got costs involved. There is no free lunch. You go to work and do whatever you do and you get a paycheck. Okay? We're all entitled to make a living. So are they. Unfortunately, that's coming out of your returns. Yeah. And a lot of people don't tell you that. All right. Fortunately, you can mitigate the negative costs of your 401k plan by developing a tailored retirement plan. To accomplish this goal, you should always invest your 401k plan up to the point where you receive 100% of your employee's matching contribution. Makes sense. It's free money. Why don't you take it? Then you should open up a traditional IRA or Roth IRA and contribute up to your legal limit. After you have maxed out the money that you can contribute to the IRA, you should then increase your contribution rate in your 401k plan in order to reach your desired level of savings. You can open a low-cost IRA. We can do an IRA, we can do a Roth IRA, whatever you want to do, and we can keep it 100% safe because everything that I do is no cost. Now, you could do a low cost with a brokerage firm, but remember, that's risk. They're going to put you in risk again. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that type of stuff. Another reason to have an IRA is your 401k can sometimes become frozen if you move abroad. Since you're not working in the U.S., or for the same company that set up the 401k, it may be impossible to transfer it into a foreign employer and or make contributions into it. Having an IRA is much better for those moving overseas, and luckily some of the 401ks can be converted into IRAs if you find yourself working in another country. And this is per Trey Archer. He's a financial advisor for the Infinity Financial Solutions in Shanghai, China. Let's talk about the lackluster record keeping. Lackluster record keeping. This is number 4 of our 6. It's safe to say that you probably do not understand the complexities associated with record keeping for the assets you have accumulated in your 401k plan. Well, let me digress a minute. That's where it's real simple in what I do for my clients. You get a statement annually and it's really clear. Market goes up, we get to go up. Market drops, we stay level. Market gets to go up, we get to go up with it. Market drops, we stay level, and we pay no fees to own this. It's very simple, very easy to read. I personally send my clients a colored spreadsheet so they have it for them, but you get a statement from the company. Not like 401k statements. That type of stuff is very hard to read. You can't find the fees that are in there. They're hidden. It's very difficult to know what your actual return is for the year. Ironically, even in today's age of technology, record keeping is still a labor-intense endeavor, particularly if your records have to be generated for many years. To make matters worse, even if your record keeper does a perfect job for you, you will probably only give that record keeper an average grade for the services that are provided because you will undoubtedly expect the records and the statements to be produced in a timely manner and free of any errors or omissions. Well, that doesn't really happen a lot. You know, when I had brokerage stuff, I always found mistakes and stuff, and it took forever to get these things fixed. Given understandably high standards and expectations, virtually none of the retirement plan providers will provide an investor-friendly statement. Yes, we know that. Very difficult to read. Instead, they tend to generate only what the law requires. Unfortunately, what is required by the law is not necessarily what you need to make a useful financial assessment of your investment strategy. If you don't know what the true cost of something is, how can you make an informed, educated decision on what you're going to do with it? That's been one of my big complaints for all these years. They're so well hidden in the fees that you don't know what your actual returns are. You know, last week we talked about what the true cost of owning mutual funds were, and it was almost 3.7, almost 4% of what you're paying before you earn $1 in most of these fees. To successfully plan for retirement, you need to know on a monthly basis what your beginning account balance is and how much you and your employer contributed in your retirement plan. Okay, the number of transfers, the number of withdrawals, this is what you got to do. And to get it, you will most likely have to take information from your monthly or quarterly statements and build a spreadsheet yourself. And people have come into my office and I've gone to their homes and they actually have spreadsheets that they've done because it was too difficult to find out. You see, most of you out there are going to outlive your money. Three reasons. Number one, you didn't start early enough. Number two, you didn't put enough away. But number three, and this is the habitual offender, is you kept in risk too long. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, etc. Let's go to number five, subpar investment plan designs and marginal quality investment options. In terms of retirement plan design, the conventional wisdom in the 401k plan investment industry is less is more. What is meant by that? This concept is that the comprehensive retirement plan design can be developed by offering a group of investment options that cover roughly five asset class categories. These categories, in terms of theoretical risk and order, are money-making funds or stable value funds, core bond funds, large capitalization funds, small capitalization funds, and international funds. The concept behind less is more is an attempt by an investment community to streamline your investment decisions, making responsibilities to minimize the complexity of your investment choices. Unfortunately, while you can develop a diversified portfolio by investing in funds that fall in these five asset categories, it's highly unlikely that you will also need access to emerging market funds and commodity funds in order to build a comprehensive portfolio that is capable of meeting your long-term financial needs. Folks, I got to tell you something. You've heard, if you've been listening to any time at all, you know this, that I've said this. I'm going to continue to say this. First of all, if you're over 50, stop chasing returns and let's worry about an income, okay? That's the situation. But when the brokers and the financial planners tell you that you are diversified, they just mean different pots of risk. True diversification is class diversification. It's real estate. It's liquidity, which means cash that you can get your hands on in 2 to 4 days. It is metals, gold and silver. It is safety like indexed annuities that I offer my client. These are true class diversifications. Just because you have 12 different mutual funds from low to medium to high risk, it's still risk. You have to understand this. This is how the business works. Look at the movie Wolf of Wall Street or read the book. It's true. It's exactly how Wall Street works. When I find a client's 401k that has limited or subpar investment choices, I always look to see if they have self-directed brokerage window available to them. This allows them to open up an account at the brokerage window. You can almost do better in most cases. If you like risk and you want to stay in risk, that's something you might want to look at. You know, a buddy of mine worked on Wall Street for years. We call that the dark side. You know, and he said in an upmarket, a monkey can make you money. It's the down market. It's the market, the volatile markets that we have to worry about. These are the things that we need help in. And that's why my clients and I aren't in risk because we don't want to lose our principal. We don't want to lose our gains. And we want to get a reasonable range of return. But for sure, we don't want to pay any fees that take away from our returns. Let's talk about the complex tax implications. Number six. Arguably, the most highly touted 401k plan attribute its pre-tax investment of invested cash flows. This feature is important because if you have more money to invest up front, you should have a greater opportunity to enhance your returns down the road. Make sense? Yeah. However, before blindly accepting this premise that pre-tax investing is a big investment advantage for you, keep in mind that when you withdraw your money from your 401k plan, etc., the entire amount that is withdrawn will be taxed at your personal income tax level. And taxes are going to be higher in the next 5 years, ladies and gentlemen. They have to. They can't keep up with what's going on in our economy. Now, in retrospect, this may be a material disadvantage to you. It is highly likely that your long-term investment strategy would have achieved substantial long-term gains that should have been taxed at a much lower capital gains tax rate. Make sense? Yeah. Since these gains will be taxed as income under the 401k plan structure, your perceived pre-tax advantage on the front end will be offset to a certain degree by the tax disadvantages on the back end. Check it out. Make sure you check with your tax man. Bottom line here, let's talk about it. While the 401k plans are an important part of your employee benefit package, the issues associated with some of their provisions are very problematic. The final problem on your 401k assets is they're not liquid. Good news is that for long term, the bad news is for long term, it's not readily available. So make sure that you still have enough outside cash for emergencies. And that's something that I make sure when we get together with my clients, you have to have some liquidity. It must be, it's very important to have liquidity because you need to have some situation. But what I do for my clients, what I've done for myself is we take that money out of a 401k, a 403b, et cetera, and we roll it over and we make it an IRA. The first thing is we're going to stop the fees by doing this. The fees that take away from your returns. Number two, we're going to stop the bleeding because we don't have risk. Number three, we're going to give you a guaranteed lifetime income that you can outlive. I can make sure that when you turn income on, you know what your income stream will be for the rest of your life. 401k cannot offer that. There's no way because it's tied to risk. You need to start doing your own homework. Stop following like a sheep and just giving these guys, these brokers and the financial planners, your money like this. You can do your own due diligence. Where does the best financial advice come from? It comes from you. You have to do your own due diligence. When you're ready to sit down and maybe find a better way for you, I move a lot of money out of Wall Street every year because of the ramifications that people are finding with Wall Street. This is a situation. Now, we are tied to indexes. We're never in an index. That would be risk. Warren Buffett has somewhere between $400 and $500 million in what I do because he knows some of his money, and he's got a lot of it. I know that. He's invested in everything that you can think about, but he knows that his dignity money, his retirement money that he may someday want to live on is 100% safe and guaranteed by these index-linked accounts. So if that's something that you would like, first thing I want you to do is if you have a 401k, et cetera, is I want you to go to my website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. Up in the right-hand corner, you're going to see a picture of me on the microphone, and in red, it's going to say, if you own a 401k, click on here. Well, for argument, not argument's sake, but for today's show, 401ks, 403bs, they're all pretty much the same, just have a little different nuances. You're going to see a nine-minute video there from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. I don't own a 401k, and I was angry, very angry when I saw this. People have lost millions and millions of dollars. People have had to move in with their children. People have had to go back to work at whatever they can get a job at so they can support themselves due to losses of these retirement accounts. Please do your due diligence. Ask the hard questions. Make sure you know what you've gotten into and how you've planned for this, because you're going to need about 80% of your current income to stay here in Ventura County, anywhere on the coast. You want to go down to Tennessee, you probably live on 60%. I help my clients make sure they get a guaranteed lifetime income that they can outlive while paying no fees, losing no principal, or their gains. If you'd like that, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
So let's say somebody wanted to, hoped to, retire like a millionaire. Is there a way to do it?
There is, and we spoke about this last week on the show, and I got so many emails. They wanted me to go over this again because, you know, unfortunately, we have an hour, and we're trying to hit many different educational subjects. So I'm going to go over this again for you because I think it's very, very important. We'd like to retire like a millionaire, but with half the money. Okay, your broker says you need the full million. I'm going to tell you can do it with less. Here's the scenario. If you take a 60-year-old, we'll call her Mrs. Risk. She wants to make that magic $1 million by age 65. So that's in 5 years she wants to do that. And she knows that she's going to have to put her money at risk to try to hit the million. But will she be able to retire like a millionaire? This is because at age 65, her broker told her she could take a guaranteed 4% withdrawal off of that money. But is it really guaranteed? No. They said, well, you should be okay for income for the rest of your life. That 4% withdrawal will give her $40,000 of income plus a pension plus Social Security. She can now retire like a millionaire. Well, for a little while. But wait, is that payment guaranteed? No, it is not. Now, let's look at another scenario. I've got Mrs. Safety here. Mrs. Safety doesn't want to take the risk with her hard-earned money that she worked so hard for. Remember, she got up every morning, put her feet on the cold floor, went to work. Excuse me. Many people like her scrimped and saved and didn't take vacations on a regular basis, didn't go out to dinner a lot because she wanted to retire comfortably. So Mrs. Safety found an option where she could take $571,425. It's better than a million, folks. Remember, Mrs. Risk has to have a full million. Mrs. Safety only has to have $571,425. So at age 60, she purchased a guaranteed indexed annuity, okay? Where at the age 65, she could take a guaranteed $40,000 for the rest of her life and will never, ever, ever have to worry about running out of money again. See, Mrs. Safety was very happy because she knows that at the worst case scenario, she is not bullish on any future returns in the markets, nor does she want to lose her principal. And of course, they weren't guaranteed that she was going to be able to live on it for the rest of her life. Remember, the financial planner stockbroker told Mrs. Risk that she should be able to possibly guaranteed, but wasn't going to write it down and guarantee. If anybody says that, put it in writing. You know, the contracts that I deal with is in writing. You know, it's by the companies. It's not by the agent or the broker, the financial planner. You know, you're dealing with a company here. That's where your money is. It's not with me. It's with a major company. Okay? So here's a question for everybody out there. Would you rather be and do what Mrs. Risk did? Tries to make $1 million taking the 4%. By the way, that fails 70% of the time. And, you know, you've got to have that big money to begin with. Or would you rather be Mrs. Safety and take about half of it, 571 to be exact, and get a guaranteed income that will be there for the rest of her life? That's what I can do. And by the way, my stuff is all tax deferred, which means you don't pay any taxes until you take the money out, okay? That's what you've got to listen to. Because when you start taking the money out and pay taxes on it, what does that do to your returns? It takes away from your returns. It's simple math. You know, people lie, figures don't. You get a 1099 every year, okay? You know, maybe she sold her house. You know, maybe she's been, people have passed away and they've left her beneficiary money. Now she wants to retire like a millionaire. Maybe this isn't a 401k or an IRA. Maybe this is something that she's been scrimping and saving for from death benefits and sales of property and things like that. Well, that's what we call non-qualified money. Non-qualified money, you're going to get 1099 every year on that stuff out of the Wall Street. Yeah, whether you take it or not, that takes away from your returns. My stuff is tax deferred. You don't pay any taxes on it until you take the money out. Then you pay taxes, and it's taxes on the gains on a non-qualified. IRA's different. It's taxed at the ordinary income tax. So if this is something that you would like to look into, if you think that you would like to sleep at night knowing that your money that you work so hard for is protected, that you want to get a reasonable range of return, that maybe you'd like to just take out 10% of your penalty free and live on that, or maybe you want a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, all while paying no fees, we need to talk. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. I have two websites I want you to go to. My main website is safermoneyspecialist.com. You'll find some great third-party educational information in there. You'll find some videos on there from third parties. You'll find some testimonials they call in off the radio. You'll find some email testimonials. There's some good stuff there. You can email me from there. The other website is about retirement income. And I want you to write this down, please. The initial I, as an Indian, want incomeforlife.com. There's a one-minute video there I want you to take a peek at, and then I want you to download the free book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. I have a lot of people each week are downloading this book, and then you can call me or email me with any questions that you may have. If you're getting ready to retire in the next 5 years or you've already retired, you need to start doing something now. Do not procrastinate, because when the market tanks, and we know it will, some of the prognosticators and some of the economists are talking about it's going to be worse than 08. No one knows. If whoever's new, they should be telling us, picking the lotto, you know? They don't know. But we know what goes up must come down. Please do not get caught in something if you're getting ready to retire, because you may not have the time to make it up. And I know two things. There's going to be a day when you don't want to work anymore, and there's a day where you can't work anymore. Maybe physically, mentally, you can't do it. And what will you do if you lose half of your money or more in the market? How will you live? Some thought-provoking questions for you, and you can answer them. And when you're ready, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
You know what everybody's ready for?
What?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man, I love Chick-fil-A. God bless it.
How do we get the card?
How do you get the card? Well, it's pretty simple. I am going to give two people two cards. That's four people are going to go enjoy Chick-fil-A. I want to thank, again, Robert over there at Chick-fil-A here in Ventura. He has been so nice. For many years, he's given my clients these gift cards. And we can either get the original Chick-fil-A sandwich, the grilled Chick-fil-A sandwich, the spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich, or if you like the little nuggets, I do. I like the original nuggets. I think they're pretty cool. You can get an 8-count of either the original or the grilled. Now, here's what you have to do. You have to email me. And the first two people to email me, and it comes up, as you know, when an email comes up in time, so I'll know who the first two people are. Not a problem. And I had a ton of you last week, and it was close, but, you know, there was, I mean, when I say close, within maybe 60 seconds, 30 seconds of somebody. So I'm going to give the first two the people that email me your name and your address and your phone number. I need an address because how am I going to mail them? I'm going to mail them Monday for you. It's not a problem. But you need to email me, ron@safermoneyspecialist.com. I'll take the first two people, and I'll send out your tickets, your cards on Monday. The reason I need that information is I'm going to give it to Robert because he wants to track, make sure that I'm not using his cards for Spence and I for free lunches, which I don't think so. But anyway, he'd like to know how many people are actually getting the cards and that type of thing. And when you go in there with your cards, tell him that you want it on the Safer Money Solutions show. I'm sure he'll be quite happy because he's a nice man.
And I thought I had such a good idea.
Yes, I know. I watched the wheels on you.
Got to make sure that the people get the Chick-fil-A.
That's right. We don't want the people. The listeners.
That's right. The masses. That's who we want to treat to Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Let's carry on here talking about the safe products. First of all, how do they work, the ones that you and Ricky offer, and why should people be thinking of receiving an income for life from their retirement account?
Well, you know, Spence, I've talked about this for many years. The top 1% of our nation gets income from multiple sources. Why wouldn't you? But they work pretty simple. You know, this isn't brain surgery. And, you know, gosh, it's so funny because, you know, I meet with about 4 to 5 new people a day. And some of the people I meet with, you know, they got financial planners and stockbrokers, and that's okay. And some of them had them for 10, 15, maybe 20 years. But when I get together with them, they say that, you know, these guys and gals talk over their head. And I like it especially when their guys and gals have alphabets after their name, you know, CFP, all these things. These are alphabets, and these are continued education that the broker, the financial planner got. Here's the thing. They always like to hose you down with their knowledge. They hose you down. My opinion is I'm a consumer also. And when I go looking for something, I want someone to talk to me that I can understand. I don't want them to blow me off, and I don't want them to talk over my head or talk down to me, because I'm there to get educated, and so I understand. And a lot of these guys and gals do that. And in my opinion, that's wrong. You know, you should get up and leave, because whose money is it? It's your money. And you should be able to understand what it is. The stuff that I deal with is very simple. It's very easy to understand. It's written down. You're going to deal with major companies. You're not going to deal with me. Everything I'm going to tell you is written down somewhere. I don't just spew this stuff off the top of my head. So here's how they work. First of all, you have two caveats. One is time. You got to sign up for a period of time. It's that simple. You know, just like your cell phone. Maybe you've owned CDs before. Certificates of deposit at the bank. You go in and give the cashier, you give them $500. And you say, I want that big percent, half a percent, quarter of a percent, whatever they're paying now. I don't know. It's silly, but they're paying it. And you sign up for a period of time. Well, if you break the contract early, there's going to be a penalty. Same way with the index linked accounts. You're going to sign up for a period of time. And the very best ones are between 6 and 10 years. There's some at 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, so forth and so on. The next caveat is a ceiling cap. If I'm in your home or you're at my office, there's a ceiling above us. And if I jump up, of course I can't reach it, but if I could reach it, I'm going to hit my head. These have a ceiling. And right now they're anywhere from 22 to 28%. They're called caps. Every year that these caps can change, okay? Now, there's probably 37 to 42 maybe. I think they've grown in the last couple of years to 42. But I always like to say right around 37 companies that offer us, the investing public, these safe index-linked accounts. I deal with the top 4 to 6 each and every day. And they must earn our business, because what's right for Mrs. Jones is not right for Mr. Smith. This isn't cookie cutter. And that's one of the reasons you need, if you don't know diamonds, you ever see that thing at Christmas time? If you know, they come out, the diamond industry comes out selling diamonds. Well, they always say, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Well, if you don't know indexed annuities, you better know your agent. And a lot of these guys and gals just started selling this in the last couple of years. I've been doing this a long time. So I know where the bones are buried and I know how to help you. But most importantly, we want to know that each and every year we can make changes in our indexes. See, in an index is like the S&P 500, is the NASDAQ 100, is the Dow Jones Industrial, etc. These are indices or indexes. Okay, we have a choice. Every year we can make changes. As long as we stay with that company that we signed up with, we're okay. Now, we also can take out 10% penalty free each and every year starting our first anniversary. So, you sign up today, which is August 2017. In August of 2018, you can take out up to 10% of what you put in. Or we can provide a guaranteed lifetime income for you that you can't outlive. And it's based on your account value at the time you want to take income and your age, because they use a mortality table. How long is this man going to live? How long is this lady going to live? Based on their research and everything, they've got these really brainy people in there, actuarially guys that are in there and gals, and they're coming up with a number. This is how this really works. Don't take more than 10% penalty free each and every year. Don't break the contract early. You won't pay any fees. Now, there are these income riders that will give you that guaranteed lifetime income if you like. Some of the companies charge a fee for those income riders, and some of them don't. So it's up to you when I start laying out companies for you, you know, what is your wants and needs? Again, this isn't cookie cutter, and I never tell my clients what to buy. I don't. I educate you, and I'll give you my 2 cents on what I own and what I like, and if you like that, we'll go with it. If you don't, then that's fine. You're not going to hurt my feelings because I know it's your money. See, the financial planners and stockbrokers don't think it's your money. I know whose money it is, and I will help you do what you need to do. So this is really how they work. It's pretty simple. Market gets to go up, we get to go up with it, but we don't get to go up as far. Market drops, we don't drop. We're going to be somewhere between zero and 22 to 28%, depending on which index or indexes we choose. It's pretty simple. You want a lifetime income? Boom, we'll get you a lifetime income. You don't want a lifetime income. Some of you just want to keep the money for beneficiaries. When you pass away, you want to make sure your grandchildren or your children get this, or the church gets it, or maybe the rescue animals get it. And that's fine. I can help you do that. It's really simple. It's not hard to do. This is what I do day in and day out. If this is something that you would like, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
You want to have that pen? If you don't have a pen and paper right now, I think we should send them to people.
Get a crayon.
Yeah, that's right. Anything that will write. And you can be there with all the information you're going to get from Ron Grant. And Ron is coming back in just 60 seconds here on KVTA.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and pay no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313.
That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist here on News Talk 1590 KVTA. It's that time again where we go to the choices that you and Ricky offer to people that protect their principal, their gains, and also help them. And this is so important. You mentioned it a couple of times, that lifetime income that's guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's going to need income from multiple sources, Spence. And you know, my God, you've got to have an income source to take care of it. I don't care if your house is paid for, your cars are paid for, you have taxes, you have insurance, you have food, maybe trips you want to take, maybe excess medical bills, long-term care. Maybe you haven't thought about that and you're going to pay for it out of your pocket instead of transferring the risk to an insurance company. It's so important. We'll talk about the three today. These are, in my opinion, the top three out there, but you know, there's so many companies. We get together, we've got to find out what your wants and needs are. The first one is an 8-year. You sign up for 8 years, you get to take out 10% a year penalty free. To start it, you have to be at least have at least $10,000 minimum for a retirement account, $20,000 for a non-retirement account. There are no fees unless you do what? Break the contract early or take more than 10% penalty free. You know, or you may want an income rider. And again, some companies provide a free income rider and some charge for it. Again, that's your option, whatever you want to do. The nice thing about this company is they're going to give you a bonus. A bonus is a thank you for moving your money over. They're going to tell you that for the first 5 years of that contract, it's an 8-year contract, first 5 years, they're going to give you a 4% bonus on the initial money that you bring over and any money that you add. So if you put $100,000 in, when I bring the contract back from the insurance company, you will have $104,000 in there, which is nice. The next one we have is a 10-year, just a couple years longer, and they have a minimum. Their requirement is $20,000, whether it's a retirement account or non-retirement account, okay? Again, you can take out 10% a year penalty-free or get that guaranteed lifetime income. It's your choice. For the first year, first 12 months that they are going to, that you're going to put your money in, they're going to give you a 3% bonus. So if you use that $100,000, okay, you now have $103,000 in there, and that's only for the first 12 months, okay? Caps are a little higher on this particular company. Reasonable range of return on that one, somewhere between 4 to 7. The 8-year was about 4 to 5. So you have an opportunity to make a little bit more money in the 10-year than you do in the 8-year, okay? And it's all about money, really. It's all about earning what you can get, keeping it safe, and sleeping at night. The last one that I have, and I really like this. To me, this is the number one product out there. I write at least 3 or 4 of these a week. This is a great product because it's an income-based product. It's going to give you income for the rest of your natural life. $20,000 minimum is what the insurance requires. 4 to 7, 4 to 8 over the life of the contract. There are no fees. This one, they will give you a 15% bonus the minute you put your money in. So if you bring $100,000 in, when I bring the contract back from the insurance company, there'll be $115,000 in there. But that's not the best part to this one. What I like about this is, and this is, listen to, for you people that need catch-up money, people that you did not start early enough, didn't put enough away, or stayed in risk too long. For the next 10 years, they're going to give you a 50% bonus on anything that your index or indexes does. And here's, I'm going to give you an example. Let's assume you're in the Standard & Poor's 500. That's the top 500 companies in the index, S&P 500. Okay, for your contract year, which would be August of 17 to August of 18, let's assume that the S&P returned 4%. Well, this company is going to give you 50% of 4, which is 2. They're going to take the 2 and the 4 together, and they're going to give you 6. So for that year, you're going to get a 6% bonus, which compounds, and that's powerful. And you're going to get those bonuses for the next 10 years on anything that the index or indexes does. Now, the caveat to this, you know, there's always what goes up must come down. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Well, you got it. Yeah, there's a caveat. And the caveat is that after 10 years, I don't think it's a problem because I want income. After 10 years, you have to start an income stream, a pension. And 401ks, 403bs, IRAs were all meant to take out as a pension, not as a lump sum. If you do not take income after 10 years, they will take all the bonuses back from you and you will get just what you earned in the 10-year period of time. So if you want income, if income is important to you, to live. And by the way, when you pass away, your spouse, your beneficiaries will get that money, okay? And they have options at that time. That's up to them, not the insurance company. It's up to them what they want to do. Unlike your pensions, sometimes if you take the big amount up there and you're dead, your beneficiaries don't get anything, or they get half or whatever. Plus, you have access to the principal with me. Your pensions that you have in your company, you do not. Most cases, once you start that income, that's what it is. So give me a call, 660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money safer. If you want it safer, I promise you, I will get it there. We'll get it and get it done. You can also go on my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and you can email me from there if you'd like, which is not a problem. So what we're going to talk about now is a little bit of long-term care insurance, because, you know, a lot of you have not done long-term care insurance. You haven't protected yourself with long-term care insurance, okay? And we want to be able to help you with long-term care insurance. So, you know, my dad, many of you know the story about my dad, you know, that my dad had a massive stroke, found him laying on the kitchen floor 2 to 4 days, and he was paralyzed on the left side. We went through his car, his cash, his home, everything. And then he had to go on Medi-Cal. And Medi-Cal is an indigent program for people that have no money or have no funds. Do you have enough saved to pay for long-term care services? Will you be able to access the funds you need to pay for them? Will you have to sell some of your assets? And which assets will you sell? And will you pay for long-term care services out of your retirement living? These are some things that you need to really understand. Okay, so if you want long-term care insurance, give me a call. Let me help you. I can get most of the information over the phone, 805-660-1313. And then once I get that information, I'll shop for you for the companies, and then I'll call you back.
We have Will on the phone right now.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Good. How's your Saturday going?
Going great.
Good. Well, many of you, my listeners, may have heard of Will Hart. Will is my metal man. He does the gold and the silver, the coins and the bullion, and he's helped me with my IRA, my retirement, and he's also helped my clients. And so we're going to talk to Will. We got a couple quick questions for him today. You know, so lately clients have been asking me, you know, what's the story on the gold and silver? And I try to explain to people about true diversification. But I want you to shed some light on about the gold and silver and why it's important, especially in today's economy right now, August, of what's happening. And explain it to them, would you?
Yeah, absolutely. So of course, people are concerned where the stock market reaching these nosebleed levels. There's, of course, concern we're about ready to break the $20 trillion mark. And so people are looking for ways to diversify, do some class diversification. I mean, you know, North Korea and all the issues that are happening around the world obviously put pressure on the dollar, and people are simply looking for a safe haven. So if the market goes south, you're not taking a complete bath. You have an option to potentially ride metals up. And that's what happened in the last crash, is when the market went south, metals went north. And so this gives another option for your portfolio.
What's the difference between paper gold and stuff like that, like ETFs and GLDs and stuff, versus the physical gold like bars and coins?
So your broker, he's going to offer you paper gold. He's going to say, you don't need physical gold. I can sell you all the paper gold. It's really simple. Well, the problem is when there's no potential disaster in the market and so forth, that's fine and dandy. With the concern that the market may fall apart, paper gold is simply leveraged against physical gold that's sitting in a vault. And I say leveraged, I'm talking, let's say, $1 million of gold, physical gold that's sitting in a vault. They'll leverage that 400 to 500 times its value. Again, that's fine and normal in a normal day-to-day, but if there's potential some sort of galactic event, you want to have something that is not going to potentially be worthless, meaning that the principals can reach in, they can grab the $1 million in physical bars. Everybody else who was leveraged against that now has a piece of paper leveraged against nothing. So we recommend, just like what you did and what I did, of course, and many of the clients, is they get the real McCoy. You get the physical gold and silver at your house. If you're buying with cash, it can be put inside a retirement account, and the actual bars and coins are sitting there in a vault.
I agree, buddy, and I think it's really important that people need to understand that. If you would like to talk to Will about some gold or silver, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I'll put you in touch with Will. He will help you. He's helped a lot of my clients. He's helped me. He knows what he's talking about on this metal. So, buddy, have a good rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
How do we reach you?
805-660-1313. Everybody have a blessed day, and let's be kind to each other.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You know, I've been buying dinner for many nice folks for the past 9 years at my Safer Money public workshops, and some of you will not attend a public workshop. So I'm inviting you to call me at 660-1313 and make an appointment. We'll sit down and do a one-on-one meeting. After I've answered all your questions about how to keep your money safe, you'll get a no-obligation-to-buy $100 gift card for dinner at a restaurant of your choice on me. To qualify for the gift card, you must be between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you would like to keep safe and guaranteed. With me, you get to participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, never the downside, along with a guaranteed lifetime income you can't outlive, and paying no fees to your financial planner or stockbroker. So for a one-on-one with me and dinner on your own, call me now, 660-1313. That's 660-1313.